Go ahead and do that. And you find out later, sometimes you don't even know it, but then later on you find out, I just, the old saying said, I just dodged the bullet. Because I obeyed God. Hello? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So listen to this. And in our further study, we're getting to where we're going to pick up at here. He said in the King James, Mark said, talked about the different types of soil that seed is sown on. And he gave us what? Four types, right? And said, and then he said, notice now, he said that in this soil, that there were the same seeds sown in each type of soil, but only one type brought forth. There were the what? Wayside, beaten path, right? There was the stony rocks, gravels. There was a seed sown in thorn, and it choked the word, right? Then the fourth soil was what? The good soil that brought forth 30, 60, and 100-fold, right? Are you here? And then, and this still in the King James, let's go to Mark. Let's go to Mark. Go ahead and put Mark 4:10. And Mark 4:10. And it says, when they was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is what? Given. We got it up there? Still working on it. Unto you it is given to do what? To know the mystery of the kingdom of God. And see, that's what we're going to deal with, the mystery today. Can we go ahead and dig into this a little bit today? You want to hear about the mysteries? You notice what he said, unto you it is given to know. Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom. This is verse 11. Come on up with it. There we go. Unto you it is given to know what? The mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable. I didn't think I would do that, but let me get there. I'm going to read this from the Amplified. Listen to how the Amplified reads, not the same verse, verse 11. He said unto them, the mystery of the kingdom of God has been given to you. The mysteries of the kingdom of God have been given to you, who has teachable. See, the kingdom, what is about to be said today, you that has teachable hearts, you're going to hear some things. You're going to hear some things about the kingdom. Teachable heart. But to those who are outside, the unbelievers, the spiritually blind, gets everything in parable. So that they, listen, so that they, when continually looking but not see. You hear it said, if your heart is not teachable, you hear it said, you see it done, you still don't get it. Why? Because your heart is not receptive. Didn't that seed fall on the beaten path? Why didn't the seed come up? Because the birds came and ate it up before it had a chance to come up. And he explained, said that's when Satan come and snatched that word away. You can't turn that telephone, cell phone, or lose long enough to hear the word. You're trying to text while I'm preaching. That's Satan come, because you don't have your attention on what's been said. And then when crisis come, you don't even know how to pray. And that's not a put down. It's just we just got to face reality. When times of trouble come, you need to know how to get hold to God. Hello? You need to know how to get a hold to God. Hallelujah. So he said, got to move on, because I don't want to stay here too long. He said, and they will continually hear, but not understand. I just don't understand. They hear it said, because the heart is not teachable. Otherwise, they might turn from their rejection of the truth and be forgiven. And see, when a person won't repent from doing things that way, you just say, I'm just going to keep on doing it. God, you know you told me be faithful in tithe. You know it's right. I ain't going to do it. I'm just not going to do it. Well, they'll continually experience the lack. They're continually experiencing because they hadn't repented. You continually let people, somebody say something in church. You know why Satan makes a big deal out of it? Because he know people are gullible in that area. Because he give you this false God that everybody's supposed to be perfect in church. Nobody never going to say anything to hurt your feelings. If they do, they ain't right. And you hurt my feeling, I'm mad. He know that's a good opportunity to take the advantage of you. But you just ignore him and keep right on walking in love. You avoid all that stuff. I said you avoid all that stuff. You don't have to go through all that pain, mad, upset, hurt. Oh, I'm so hurt. They just hurt me. And you know I'm preaching good. But you don't have to get hurt. Even if you do get hurt, you don't have to keep it. Who told you have to keep that? God didn't give it, so why do you want to keep it? Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, now notice. He said, explanation. That means let me explain. Then he said to them, do you not understand this parable? He just gave the parable of the different types of soil, right? He said, do you not understand this parable? If you don't understand this parable, you'll never understand anything else I say. All the other teaching in the Bible, you will never understand. Because, what are he saying? The heart, in the heart, you got to receive the word of God before anything can happen. How many of you bought, purchased a brand new car? And you drove it home. And you drove it for a few days. And you decide, now, I ain't putting no more gas in you.